But this is one of those times where it's like, this could be the absolute shot, or I could be completely making stuff up. So I guess we'll see what you guys think at the end. Okay, so let's get started. So the Ramban is Lamed Aleph. So Truma, if you had to summarize in a few words, what's discussed in Parshas Truma? And Truma. The Mishkan, what do you mean the Mishkan?
Kalim.
The Kalim also. Also the structure. Everything about the Mishkan. And Tetzaveh?
Big day
Kahuna. Okay, so Avi, if you don't mind. So then we got, fine. And then we have, like, the Mishkan is complete. You know, we have everything we need to know, all the components. We have the Kalim, we have the structure, we have the Big Day Kahuna. Fine. And it says, right, V'no'adati shama l'vnei Yisrael v'nikdash b'chvodi, the end of Perek of Tes. Like, good. Like, we're, like, summarizing the whole point of the Mishkan. Right, Shachanti b'sof b'nei Yisrael. V'kidashi es o'amoy v'es ha'mezbeach v'es aron v'es bana v'akadei shlechayin li. V'shachanti b'sof b'nei Yisrael. V'yisi lehem le'elokim. V'yadu ki ani Hashem lokechem. Elokehem asher otzeisi osam eretz mitzrayim. L'shochni b'socham ani Hashem lokehem. What a beautiful, like, summary of, like, the whole purpose of the Mishkan. Perek Lamed. Vasisa Mizbeach Miktar Ktores Atzei Shitim Taaseoso. We get into the description of the Mizbeach HaKtores. And it gets into, like, literally, like, what you would have expected in Truma about the dimensions and the Tabos and everything. And that's, you know, that's, like, basically towards the end of the Parsha is this description of the Mizbeach HaKtores. So the question that screams out is, what's going on? Why is this not being mentioned in Truma? And what is it doing here? Okay, so Alzeh Diber HaRamban. The question is, what does the Ramban say? But he definitely discusses it. So the Ramban says over here, Lamed Aleph, Vasisa Mizbeach Miktar Ktores. Hine Mizbeach HaKtores Min HaKelem HaPnimim Haya. This was used in the Mishkan. Roi Sheyaskirenu Im HaSholchan VaHaMenorah Shu Munach Imahim. It's also placed close to the Shulchan and the Menorah, so you would have expected it to be mentioned with them. V'chein hiskirim, hiskiram, hiskiro, whatever. B'maaseh, b'maiseh, b'parshas v'yakal. Also in v'yakal, describing the construction, so it's mentioned with those kelim. Aval hatam, so now we have to start going slower. Aval hatam la'askiro kan, achar hamishkan v'chol kelav v'akorbanos. Why is it being mentioned here? After everything about the Mishkan and how you're supposed to do the avoda there. Bavur sha'amar b'tashlum akol, as we just read a minute ago, it says that the completion of the entire Mishkan and the kelim and the big kahuna and the kohanim, v'nikdash b'chvodi, where I'll be sanctified in my glory. Also, v'shachanti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, my shechina will be in Klal Yisrael. Amar ki od yischayev lahem shi'asu mizbech miktar ktoris lahaktir l'chvod Hashem. So it's saying, in addition to all that, you now have to do this avodah of the ktoris l'chvod Hashem. So before we go on in the Ramban, I think we already see, I mean, maybe not, because I've thought about this Ramban for a little bit for the past day. So I feel like, to me, it's becoming clear. Maybe to you guys, it's like, what's going on? But it seems like one simple way to put it is that the point of all the other Kalim is to bring Hashem's presence into the Mishkan, into Klal Yisrael. The point of the menorah is, I don't know, it's Chachma. The point of the Shulchan is Parnasa, Malchus. The point of the Aron is Torah. And that's all needed. And the Avodas HaKarbanos is about somehow bringing Hashem's presence into our lives, into our world. And the Ketores is something else. Okay, so before we even go on in the Ramban, you can make a little note in your sheet if you have one so we don't get lost, but we're stopping at Vizeo for a second. So the Sfarno, I think, kind of makes this point, maybe a little bit more easy to understand, I don't know. Maybe not. It says the Sfarno, V'lo huskar zeh mizbech im shara kelim v'harshas truma, ki lo yisak avon abo l'hashkin ha'kel yisparach p'sochenu. The purpose of the Zbech HaKetoros was not to bring Hashem's presence into our world. K'mo sh'ayah inyin b'shara kelim, as it was for the other kelim. Right. The point of the Mishkan and the Kalim was to bring Hashem's presence into us, into our lives, into our world. Also, wasn't about bringing the Kvod Hashem into the house. So we have the structure of the Mishkan. We have the whole system. Everything has its purpose. We don't know exactly what the purpose of everything is, but we have the menorah, the Avodas HaMenorah is doing one thing, and the Avodas HaShulchan is doing one thing. Avodas HaKarbanos is doing another thing, and this whole structure together is bringing the Shechina in Klal Yisrael. And after you have all that, when you're coming in the morning, the Kohen's coming in the morning to begin this Avodah, And Hashem is promising lekabel brasa nevodas amo bekarbanos haboker ve'erev. So we're coming to then do the ktoras with the shachar pana v'minchas haktoras. We're coming to come early in the morning with this offering of the ktoras. Adera chavu laHashem kvod shemo. Come to Hashem and praise His name, give glory to His name. Su mincha bo lefana. Fine. Again, we're not there yet, but we're beginning to understand a little bit. Ktoras has a different purpose. It's not to. Well, maybe you don't want to say almost in like Ian terms, if the point of all the other Kalim and Mishkan and Avoda is Hashem's telling us how to bring His Kavod, the Shekhinah, into us, the direction is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards Am Yisrael. So the direction of Ketores is us now somehow trying to express that Kavod back to Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, and giving glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Avodas HaKetores. I just brought the Ramban in Chafei Chavdalet here on the sheet. Just, I feel like it proves this. Approves. It shows this kind of idea that the point of the other things in the Mishkan was more about the direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, bring Hashem's presence. But he says this idea very clearly by the Shulchan. He says, there's Zav Saviv, simon leketzer Malchus, the idea of the crown around the Shulchan is a simon to the Malchus. Sha Shulchan Sham or Shema, Sham Osher Gdulahu, Shema, I don't know. That the Shulchan is about wealth and prominence. Rashi. Says Ramban, I agree with Rashi. That's the sort of the Shulchan. From that very first moment of that mysterious recreation of the universe, where there was Yesh Me'ayin, so Hashem's bracha is no longer created from nothingness. We have the world which is following a certain system. Hashem saw and it was good, meaning to say that this is the Ratzon Hashem, that things should work within the system. When you have some sort of, I don't know how to translate shoresh, it's like the latch onto the Birkas Hashem, so it's going to kind of be like a magnet for the bracha of Hashem. That's how you have bracha. You know, it's not being created Yishmael, it's attracting it. With pouring the oil for that woman who's poor. So the bracha was coming and you had the shemen, which is shemen, and somehow when you have bracha on the shemen, it can increase. Okay. So to the shulchan, you have the bread, which is this concrete symbol of bracha that Hashem is now blessing Klal Yisrael. From that, the chef of Hashem can come and be attracted and then spread to all of Klal Yisrael. That's why it says, even he ate a little bit, he could be full, because it's like the source of bracha, of svius, of being satisfied, of getting abundance. Fine. Okay, good. So far, so good. So we have all the Shara Vodos, which are about, and all the Kalim and the Mishkan and everything, which are described in Truma. We have Tetzav about the Kohanim are supposed to be doing all that, which is about bringing Hashem Shekhinah into our world. So now the Ketores is something else. But let's continue in the Ramban. This is where it gets even more mysterious. Vizeu. Okay, we're up to the Ramban. Back to Lamed Aleph. Vizeu Raz Shenimsar LeMoshe Rabbeinu. This is the secret that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shaktores Otzeres HaMagefa. The story of Korach va'Adaso, they offered the Ketores, and then they died, and then there was this Magefa, and Klal Yisrael was dying, and then somehow the Avodas HaKetores was able to stop the Magefa. So, okay, I don't know how what we read a few minutes ago flows into what we just read now, but let's try to think about it as we go through this. And that is the secret that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, that it stops the plague. Ki HaKetores is where things, okay, keep on getting mysterious. Ki HaKetores b'midas hadin. I would have thought maybe it would be Midas Harachamim then, right? If it could stop a Magefa. Because it's about Midas Hadin. Shenamar Yasimu Ketores Ba'Pecha. Right? Place Ketores, sorry, in your wrath. Min V'chara Api, though, Lashon Apecha means like anger. Humasha Amar Ketores Zara Val Pnei Kol Ha'am Echabe. That's why it says, when Nodav and Aviu offer Ketores Zara, because it's Din, and they saw the glory of Hashem, and that Hashem is Midas Hadin. Hashem has rules, and you can't go against them. Sheyedu kvodi ki lo yisale pishachem. You'll see that the kvod Hashem is so intense, it can't bear your pesha. Vizaru bechvodi, and that'll lead you to be careful with Hashem's glory. So ma kesher, why does that mean that it's going to stop magefa? I would have thought chalila could increase magefa. It's midas hadin. Okay, that's question number one. Ulekach amarkan, that's why it says here, v'nasata oso lifnei haparuches, Asher al Aron Haidus, Lefnei Kapores, Asher al Haidus, Asher Yiva'id L'Chashama. So the pasuk is screaming out, there's a lot of extra phrases, right? You should put the Mizbach HaKetores in front of the paroches, right by the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is on, meaning which is like, you know, separating the Aron Ha'edus, which is also the Torah should be near the kapores on the Aron. What's all this repetition? Well, not repetition, but what's this like seemingly unnecessary description of the positioning of the Mizbach HaKetores? Kimat Sorech La'arach B'chol Eile V'lo Amar V'nesat Asul V'ne'aron Eidus B'ol Moy. Just say we put it there. Kasher Amar V'parshas Ve'akel, like it says Ve'akel about constructing the Mishkan. Aval Hu L'horos Al Inyanoch, to tell you its purpose. So now Merm said appropriately, I don't know what's going on in this Ramban. I don't know what's going on. Like what's the connection between the Kvod Hashem and Midas Hadin? What's the connection between Midas Hadin and stopping Magefa? What's the connection between all that and the elaboration on the positioning of the Mizbach HaKetores? So before I give, again, my Mahalach, which I agree, it could be like, wow, this could be totally the pshat, or it could be absolutely wrong. Anybody want to offer anything? Anything jumping out to anybody? Yeah.
Yeah, Rav Nazar, I was reading
on this?
Not on this, on like the Azov and the Shulchan and the Mishnah. Like, each one corresponds to Torah Avodah V'Chasadim. He said the Azov corresponds to Avodah.
Oh, the Tziv says Gemilas Chasadim, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I think he said Gemilas Chasadim was for the Shulchan.
Okay.
And I'll check it out.
No. You're probably right. No, I'm not questioning.
That there, then,
yeah.
And there's all, it's not just giving the Torah. There's also like some, it's in the Voda. So maybe it like kind of takes it like arouses the Midas Hadin, and then therefore it stops.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Here's what I tell you. Here's my Mahalach, and you can tell me if it makes sense or doesn't make sense because I'm not sure. But the Ramban is one of these Rambans. It's not Alpi Kabbalah enough that I just was Messiah-ish when I saw it. Like, I feel like he's saying things in clear words. I just don't know what he's saying. So at least I'll give it an attempt, but I don't know if it's true or not. Okay, so look at the following Gemara in Megillah. It's also like Gemara in Brachos. Ha'ud Nachis Kamei Derbi Chanina. I should have put this into Akel, my apologies, instead of El. Okay, somebody came to Davin before Bichanina. Amar Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanora, Ha'adir, Vahachazak, Vahamitz. Right, Hashem, he's great, he's mighty, he's wondrous, he's powerful, he's strong, he's brave. Amar Le, Siamtinu Lishabchi Demarach. Okay, you did it? You got all the praises in? Hashta Hani Tilsa. These three praises, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor. If not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu came in his Torah and said them, Ajik Nesaz Agdola said we're able to say them because Moshe Rabbeinu said them. We wouldn't have said them. Hi, and you're saying so much. It's like a mashal of somebody who is a billionaire. This guy is so wealthy he could just buy a shawarma whatever he wants. Loganahulo, isn't that a disgrace? Meaning, how could you use words to describe the infinite praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Like, it doesn't make sense. If not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu did it, we couldn't have done it. What does that have to do with anything? So here's my suggestion for what the Ketores is. Ketores, as we were saying before, is that you have the Avodas HaMishkan, which is about bringing Hashem Shechina into our world. And the Avodas HaKarbanos is about connecting us to Hashem. The point of the Ketores is, after all that, you're coming and then offering a praise. Not praise, but glory. You're saying, Hashem, I'm doing this Avodah whose entire purpose is just to show that we love you, that we want to glorify you. I'm doing something which there's no purpose besides the fact that I'm just showing there's this wonderful smell and we're human beings and we can't actually give anything to you. You're infinite, you're beyond. But we're doing something just to show that we want to be mechabed you. So who could be mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Meaning, as this Gemara is saying, who is arrogant enough to think that he's on the level where he's able to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the answer is only somebody who's on that level who thinks he's able to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to be somebody like Moshe Rabbeinu, somebody like Anshik Nesaz Agdol, who says, you know what? Yes, we are able to do this. I said, Ayin Rav Slavejik, Rayonot Ala Tfila. Rav Slavejik says the whole idea, based on this Gemara and other places, of having Shebach as part of our Tfila is only because we have precedent for it in our history, in Anshik Nesaz Agdol. Otherwise, that's what's matir us to praise Hashem. Otherwise, it would be the height of arrogance to praise Hashem. But apparently we're supposed to be doing this, and therefore we're allowed to do it. But the idea of the Ketores, its purpose is just as the Ramban says. What's his lashon? Right? Od Yischayev lahem shiasu mizbach mikta Ketores lakter lichvod Hashem. Says the Sforno. Right? Right? It's the mahus. This Mizbach HaKetores is just about glorifying Hashem's name. Okay, and therefore, I think the connection to Midas Hadin is that you have to have somebody who's on the level of almost perfection to be able to be mechabed Hashem. The idea of din is that Hashem will only be mekabel ketores from somebody who is roy, to be offering ketores. Somebody who comes to it with a certain confidence that I know I'm human, I'm not perfect, but still Hashem, you gave us this mitzvah to be mechabed you, and I want to do it, but it has to be somebody who's holy enough to feel like he's even able to do that. There's an interesting, and this is where things, somehow ketores attracts interesting discussions, I don't know. Look at the following at the bottom. I think we can maybe tie this all in together. There's a din. This is brought halacha l'maisa in the Rama. I forget. Rish samach beis, rish samach dalet, and in Yarden hochus mila. From the Ma'aril. Ma'aril is one of the gedoli harishonim for the Ashkenazim. I'm Asher of Leibowitz. I think maybe like 1300s in Germany, 1400s Germany. But one of the biggest resources for minhagim of Ashkenaz. So Mari Segel, okay, fine. Kishenasu Balbris, one of the Rishonim, when he was the Balbris, Vukare Sandik, who's called the Sandak. I don't know if it's German or I don't know if it's what the Shorish is, what the etymology is. Right? When he was the Sandak, again, the person who holds the baby at the Bris. Balashon Chachamim, Hainoig Lirchotz V'litvol Atzmo, he would go to the mikvah, Lachnis Atinok Betaharas Betara Lebris, to make sure that him, as the Balbris, is going to be the state of Tahara. Va'amar Godol Mitzvah Balabris Mitzvah Samoa. He says the role of being the Sanak is even greater than the Moel. V'mesha Raglov, the legs upon which the baby is sitting, laying, Nidmu L'mizbeach, that's like the Mizbeach, Kilu Makdir Ketores L'Shamayim. That him holding the baby is like this Avodas HaKetores. U'me'oso Tam Kosev Rabbeinu Peretz, Olav HaShalom, Mashein Kof, Nasei's Banav Lebalbris Echad, Pam Vishalash. The minag is, says Rabbeinu Peretz, that a father won't have the same chacham, the same tzaddik, be a tzaddik for more than one of his kids. Rakel Chol Ben, Borer Balbris Acher, he picks a different tzaddik for each one. Mishum de Itmar Perakamed Yoma, and this is quoted in the Rama, also quoting the Ketores. Alright, it says, In Yoma, Kohen Shikter Ketores Pamachas, Lo Shina Od Li Olav Neshe HaKetores Hayama Ashir. That a Kohen Gadol is supposed to be Makter Ketores, it was one time, and that's it, because it brings such shefa, gives such a bracha, makes a person so successful, they wanted to spread the wealth amongst all the Kohanim. So just like we wanted a coin for each Torah, we want a sandik for each opportunity of the bris. Okay? Interesting. I'm not talking about this minig now, what it means, because the same sandik can be multiple times for different people. Okay, but not for now. Look at the Ma'aril, the next Ma'aril. It's right. That was Os Aleph in Sefer Ma'aril and Hilchos Milah. It's Os Dalid. Tzarech lechapeitz achar Yehudi kosher la'asos ha'sandik. You should find a tzaddik to be the sandik. Duval abris kedei shiyavo Eliyozal. V'yeshev ala katedre mechusav im'il. So Eliyahu can come and sit in the room, or sit in, I don't know, I guess in the area, right, wrapped up in his talis, I don't know. Eitzel balabris, next to the sandik. U'mishum kvodo moshivin lo kisei echad kamosh gazav rev shmar yegon. And for that purpose, we have a seat next to the sandik. Again, the minhagim are a little bit different about this. Kol kisei sheliyahu. Hu malach habris, because he comes to each bris. V'chein yasad apayit b'yotzer d'shabas. So too, there's a piyut to be said in the Shabbos when there's a bris that week about bringing Eliyahu Navi. Okay, so what's this? Okay, what's the mahus of Eliyahu Navi? Mahus is din, meaning right? It's about kanos, but kanos in the sense of everybody has to be serving Hashem in the perfect way. Eliyahu Navi was not willing to accept compromise, right? People have to be right. Kano kanesi la Hashem. It's about doing something which is there's no pshara, right? Everything has to be perfect. That was midah of Eliyahu Navi. And at a certain point, Hashem said, "As holy as you are, and Eliyahu lives forever, but now you have to appoint Elisha in your place because that's like too intense almost for the people." But that was Eliyahu Navi, was perfection. And so it could be the idea what the Ma'aril is saying, when you want to be the Baal HaBris, you want to be the Sandek and sit next to Eliyahu, you also have to go to the mikvah, and you also have to be somebody who's trying to reach that level of perfection, to be machnis, this baby in the state of perfection. And that is the Avodas HaKetores. Avodas HaKetores is just about doing something in the most perfect, holy way and showing Hashem you want the bracha, you want to be mechaved Hashem through this perfect kind of maisa, which is what the bris is about, that the baby should be brought to the bris in the most perfect kind of way. Getting back to the Ramban, okay, we had a couple questions. Why is the Ketores mentioned, why is the Mizbach HaKetores mentioned after all the other things? Okay, that I think we have a clear answer to. Because the purpose is to be mechaved Hashem and not, again, the direction is from us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, like everything else in the Mishkan. Question number two. What's the connection between Midas Hadin and stopping the Magaifa. Or why is it Midas Adin? I think it's Midas Adin because it's about to be Mechabed Hashem, to praise Hashem, you have to be on such a level of Din. Meaning, you can't be somebody who has flaws and blemishes and then go and be Mechabed Hashem. I mean, you could, but Hashem says that's not appropriate. In the Mishkan, you have to be somebody who's able to stand within that Midas Adin. You have to be somebody on that high level to be able to be Mishabeach Hashem. And what's the connection between that and stopping the Mageifa? Because Mageifa is about chesronos, it's about chait. If you have somebody who's coming and doing an avoda who's so perfect, Hashem says, you know what, I can at least be mochel maybe for this person and for this avoda, which really has no blemish in it at all. Maybe that's the connection between Midas Adin and stopping the Mageifa. In terms of the last point, right, v'nesata osu l'pnei ha-paruch, ha-shal aron ha-edos, ne'a kapur, ha-shal ha-edos, ha-evil ha-shama, right, ma-tzorach l'arach b'chol eile. So says Ramban, that's exactly the nekuda. L'oros al-anyanos. Well, what's the connection? It could be the connection is, it's a stress. That place, right, the paroches, the kapores, that's makam ashras hashchina. The purpose of the mizbach haketores has to be as michuvan, right, as parallel to ashras hashchina as you could possibly be in this world. The person who's zoche or able to be do the avoda of mizbach haketores is somebody who's able to literally and figuratively be close to the shchina. That's right there. So it could be all these ideas of mizbach haketores are all getting to the idea of it's the avoda of perfection, the avoda of din. Somebody only on that level can be zocha to offer the ketores. So what are the takeaways for us? I feel like there could be two takeaways. One is that a little bit maybe discouraging, maybe a little bit not so like Hasidish, but the idea that maybe not everybody can really be Meshabeach Hashem properly. Meaning maybe to really be able to be somebody who's able to truly do an avoda lechvod Hashem and be Meshabeach Hashem, you have to have somebody on an incredibly pure high level, which 99.9% of the world is not on. At the same time, I think the idea is that encouraging, maybe yes, Hasidish, Hashem doesn't expect that from us. The idea of Avodas HaKarbanos, Avodas HaKetores, sorry, that was unique to the Mishkan, that was given to Aaron Ubanov, and it's true, there are certain people in Klal Yisrael have to try to strive for that. But for the rest of us, that's not what Hashem expects or Hashem wants. He realizes that we have our world is not the Mishkan, our world is not the Kedusha of the Big Day Kahuna and of the Shulchan and of the Menorah and everything around. We have a world where we have many other distractions and challenges. So for us, Hashem doesn't expect that. Doesn't want us even to try that because it's not Shaykh. But it could be that explains at least a little bit what's going on in the Ketores. Anybody, what do you think, guys? Miriam, what do you think? Or any other? Still, not convinced. That also connects to Bnei Aaron because the idea you can't choose to do this on your own terms. Meaning, this thing which is so, Hashem says, it's like arrogance to say I'll praise Hashem when I want. And Hashem has to decide when you know. You tie this into Korach v'Adaso, meaning who's the one who's fitting to be miskarev l'Hashem? Has to be somebody who could Hashem will receive the Torah from him. I don't know.
I like it.
You like it?
I think it's great.
Okay, thanks guys.
To be more like our